Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
71st pick overall in the 2019 Major League Baseball draft out of Stanford University. Drafted by the Orioles, let's welcome in center fielder Kyle Stowers. Kyle, good morning your time. Good afternoon, Baltimore time. Welcome to the program.
So, hey, guys, how you doing? I'm actually in Starkville, Mississippi right now, so closer to your guys.
Good afternoon. All right, yeah. Kyle, talk about draft day and the circumstances surrounding it when you found out that the Orioles did, in fact, take you to be a black and orange member.
Yeah, so we were playing during the draft, I was on deck in about the fifth inning, and they had just had a pitching change. And our head coach, David Escher, comes up to me, taps me on the shoulder, and he said, "Hey, it's over. 71st pick. Congratulations." And I just see my team all behind them coming out. They start giving me hugs and everything. And it was a really special moment. And the fans gave me a standing ovation. And it was again, just really special and something I never could have dreamed of actually happening.
So what'd you do at that at-bat, Kyle?
I ended up grounding it. I ended up grounding out, but I got a hit my last at-bat, which was cool. But I wanted to get a hit that at-bat really bad.
So, Kyle, why'd you pick Stanford?
Obviously the balance of academics and athletics. But for me, it was always a baseball decision with the safety net of academics. To play in the Pac-12 against good competition and playing in California, which was pretty close to home, and it was a baseball decision, but also the safety net of academics.
Kyle, once the Orioles selected you, who did you talk to from the organization, and what did they say to you?
Yeah, so I got a text from Scott Walter, who I believe is the area scout. He called me and texted me, and then we didn't finish our game till pretty late. So I didn't get the chance to talk to him until the next day, but he just wanted to say congratulations and that they're excited to have me. So it was really cool to talk to him.
Now, Kyle, where do things stand now with the Orioles? You know, what's going on right now?
Right now, what do you mean by that?
Well, are you negotiating? Because you can go back for your senior year. Is your agent or advisor, per se, negotiating to get a deal done with the Orioles? And I would assume that they probably talked to you beforehand about signability.
Yes, sir. The plan is to play. So I'm excited to get playing, but just got to finish up our season here first at Stanford. Hopefully can win a super regional this weekend and go to Omaha and then do some damage there. So hopefully this my season here keeps going. But, yeah, once this ends, plans to be an Oriole.
Kyle Stowers joining us, 71st pick in the 2019 Major League Baseball draft by the Orioles. Stanford, by the way, taking on Mississippi State tomorrow. And 3 o'clock is the first pitch time in that one. Now, give us a scouting report on your game. Left-handed hitter, left-handed thrower, had a big Cape Cod. Just give us the Kyle Stowers thumbnail. Unbiased opinion, of course.
I think it can impact the game in a number of ways. My best tool is my bat. I think I can hit for average and for some power too. But I also think I can make an impact on the defensive end of the game too. And then this year, I don't think speed will ever be my best tool, but I definitely can run a little better this year, and I've stolen some bags this season. So I just think I just try to be the type of person who can help the team in many ways and just play the game, having fun, playing it like I played it in Little League. And just having a blast out there, and I think trying to rub off on other people and help them have fun too.
Yeah, you play center field, so the corner spots would be no problem if the adjustment was made there, correct?
Yes, sir. So I spent about half the season in center and about half the season in left. So, all the spots are comfortable.
So, Kyle, how about a scouting report on Adley Rutschman, so, since you probably played him a few times?
Yeah. So I think just watching him and obviously playing against him the last couple of years, the most impressive thing I would say is just his plate discipline, because, you know, obviously everyone knows who he is when you play against him, and everyone knows the damage he can do with the bat, so no one wants to give him anything to hit, so a lot of people throw around him. But, you know, a lot of times you can see hitters get outside of their zone and get a little antsy, and you never saw that once from him. Just absolutely super patient and was willing to take his walks, but at the same time, when he did get his pitch to hit, he didn't miss it. You can't argue with the numbers he put up. So it was very, very impressive to watch, and obviously can make as good of an impact as he does. Offensively, does the same thing behind the plate. So he does a really good job of stealing pitches and stealing strikes, and helps out his pitchers a lot. So he's a great baseball player.
Orioles went heavy with Stanford Cardinals in the MLB baseball draft. What did you think about a bunch of your teammates, Maverick Hanley, for instance, joining you here in Baltimore potentially?
Yeah, so Maverick Hanley and Andrew Dashbach, two of my best friends off the field as well. So I was absolutely thrilled. And those guys are just so deserving too. So it was so cool to see. We have a team group chat. So as soon as I saw the text that they were both coming as well, I was just absolutely ecstatic.
Now, how far are you away from graduation?
So I'm actually about a full year. So I got 3 more quarters. So don't know when those quarters will be getting done, but obviously we'll be putting that on hold a little bit.
What do you know about the Orioles? Now, historically, Orioles have had some success with Stanford guys, Mike Messina, Jeffrey Hammonds, mm-hmm. Jeremy Guthrie, among others. What do you know about the Orioles as an organization?
You know, actually, not too much, but I think that that's exciting. You know, obviously I know about the club, and I've been watching them. I just follow baseball in general, so definitely not completely unfamiliar, but as far as within the organization and not too much, but that I'm excited about that. I think, you know, it's the exciting times in life are when you step outside your comfort zone and things that you're not necessarily used to. So I think professional baseball as a whole and going to the other side of the country, I'm really looking forward to it.
Just don't look at the standings. That's all we're going to tell you there. Kyle Stowers, drafted by the Orioles. Kyle, congratulations on being picked by Baltimore. Good luck to the Cardinal in the World Series here.
Can you repeat that?
Good luck to the Cardinal, and welcome to Baltimore when we see you.
Oh, hey, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you having me.
All right, man.
Hope to see you in Aberdeen.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right. I'm guessing he has no idea where Aberdeen is.
Probably
it's Vinny
not.
And Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.